The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good night!
You're funny. You're on, Mike.
Mike, doing the show.
Hello.
That's right.
I know. How you all doing?
I know it's a little early.
We're fine. How are you?
It's a little early.
Oh, I'm good.
We're rolling early, and it's a big day.
I'd like to talk about an American product, if I may.
Yeah. Okay.
We're good.
Something that I'm very fond of, something I'm proud of, something that has assisted me throughout my radio career, and something I'd like to talk to you about today. Clear Eyes.
You too?
Yeah.
Different reason.
What a great American product it is. You know, you take a little shower, or in my case, not.
I was going to say, I mean, that's the shower's optional.
You wake up and you smell something you've never smelled before, and it happens to be a conservative, Andrew Langer, as you wake up next to him in bed.
Yeah, it's a comfortable bed, Mike.
And you
spooning.
And you say to yourself, you know, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be able to come in here, and I'm going to be able to do this show, right, even though I got no voice, even though I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my.
Watching pundits pundit.
All I know is that when I arrived today, yes. I came around the corner.
What was I doing? This is important for you to point out to America. Good. What I was doing this morning.
You had you were in full day after mode because you had put on a hat and a hockey jersey.
Thank you.
And you were in your yard pulling signs.
Thank you very much. The first thing I was doing today, which is my American duty after duty.
Stop it. That's not funny.
After an election, my American duty and your American duty is to pull those obnoxious yard signs out of your front yard.
Now, did you save the receipt? Because I think we can get a refund if we take them back.
No, they will become a souvenir.
Yes, they will.
Ah, yes.
As my signs were in 2008, they are in 2012. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God knows if this is my last election. If I continue this lifestyle.
True of any of us, really.
If I continue this lifestyle, I will not survive another election. But I'm here to tell everybody. Reno?
Yes.
I hope I sober up by the time we are on stage Saturday night.
I think you'll be fine. Right now, you're sort of a fire hazard.
I am a fire hazard, but you know what? I am feeling good.
Uh-huh, good.
I am feeling ready.
Sure.
And I am feeling happy about the United States of America. Did anybody buy that?
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Stop teasing that dog, you hear me? Stop teasing him. Sonny, I'm going to beat your ass teasing my dog like that.
Yeah, like she tried to climb over his fence and give me fat ass.
Don't you call me that, you little tin weasel peckerwood loony, son.
Did you call me?
I know who you are. You're Teddy Duchamp. Your dad's a loony. A loony up in the nut house in Togas. He took your ear and he put it to a stove and he burnt it off.
My father stormed the beach in Normandy.
He's crazier than a shit house rat. No wonder you're acting the way you are, with a loony for a father.
You call my dad a loony again, and I'll kill you.
Loony, loony, loony.
Ah! I'm gonna rip your head off!
Come on and try it, you little slimy bastard.
He wants you to go over there so he can beat the piss out of you and then take you to the cops.
You watch your mouth, smart guy. Let him do his own fighting.
Sure, you only outweigh my 500 pounds, fat ass.
I know all you guys, and all your fathers are going to get a call from me. Except for the loony up in Tokus.
Oh, come on, man. I'm going to kill you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Michael Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You don't want to piss off Corey Feldman.
Loony, loony, loony.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 16 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide.
That's a lot, right?
You can call us at 718. No, you can't. No, not today.
Not today.
I don't know. The calls went so well last night.
It is Wednesday, November 7, 2012.
And, the day after.
We are delighted to have you with us today. Our show is brought to you by... Does my mic sound weird? Or is
it does
me?
Sound weird.
My mic is...
No one will tell you that, but it does.
What happened?
It doesn't. It sounds great.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
You sound hollow.
It sounds... It sounds like I've never been in this studio before.
We're all hearing something different. I think it sounds a bit muffled. He thinks it sounds hollow.
No, it's horrible.
Muffled?
Rob.
You think it sounds distorted.
Come on,
Rob thinks it sounds fine.
I think it sounds like you had a hell of a night, Mike.
It ain't me. Our show today is brought to you by...
Better.
I am not going to survive the microphone sounding like I literally have to scream. Yeah. I need the microphone to sound like it sounded like for the last 10 years.
Okay,
he needs a little.
And we've
juice.
Only done the show for 3 years.
Okay,
our show today. So bear with us.
You got to work through it.
Listen, we had a party in the studio last night. Mm-hmm. So bear with us. Our show today is brought to you by... I still. This is how I sound, Rob.
This is how I sound like I'm off mic.
And I want to sound better than that.
Okay.
I'm either distorted
or I'm over here, Rob. It's not working.
Hey, congratulations.
Rob was like the second person here next to Mark Ronick here. So I'm very happy that he's here, but we just continue to play with it.
Okay. But you can't scream and do bits because then I really can't adjust against it, can I?
We had a night.
Did we?
It's election day after.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Our show today is brought to you by... I'm hearing...
This is how it sounds!
I'm trying to adjust
it. Turn everybody's microphone off!
Oh, here we go.
Thank you. Our show today is brought to you by... Hear that?
Yes.
There. That should tell you how distorted it is right there. It's completely and utterly f***ed. It really is. We're 30 seconds away from stopping the show.
Oh, no.
I don't want to do that, but I will. Do you hear how distorted it is?
It's getting better.
You're not touching anything. You wrote something down. What were you writing down?
My resignation. Now, if you would please speak, we can adjust against your voice.
Our show today was brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Hello. If you're starting a business, you need professional quality business cards. Do what millions of business owners do. We're getting there. We might be there. All right. That might be fine. All right. Maybe stop there. How's that? Okay. Do what millions of business owners do and what we all did. Use Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Now you're turning all the microphones on, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's
why. Well, that's one of the things we need to do.
Yeah, but that's all.
Hi, Mike.
That's also why I can be heard through the other ones more than I can be heard through this one.
I see.
You know what? He ain't an audio engineer. He's a lot of things. But he ain't an audio engineer.
You are
so right.
He is. Rob, seriously, would you agree that of all the things you do for this show, that this may be an area where you are challenged?
It's the worst thing I do.
It is so
clearly the worst thing I do.
You're supposed to turn the knobs.
That's right. Buzz, you're helping. Thank you.
Do you notice how he's just sitting? Mark, go over and help him, please.
No, I can't help him. That's the funniest line of the day.
All right. Vistaprint has thousands of designs online, or you can upload your own artwork. I sound like Belushi after a Coke binge. Vistaprint now has an improved card. Yeah, right. Like I do. Yeah, I was doing lines all night long because I'm such a Coke head.
Was it snowing last night?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Vistaprint has the... I wish I was. I'd be like Denzel in Flight. I'd be better. I'd do a better show today. All right. So they've got thousands of designs online, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint now has an improved card with heavier stock and no price increase. Right now, you can get 250 of these cards and free shipping for just $10. That's half the regular price, but you have to enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. Check out their whole line of printed products again for half off those premium business cards and free shipping. Enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com.
Thank you.
Well, here we are.
Yes.
Welcome. Nothing prepared. Nothing. We are joined.
What did you do with the 15 free minutes you had between waking up and doing the show?
What I am doing right now, yes. And I am saying this to Christy at Wait Not. Is Wait Not a sponsor today?
They are, Mike.
All right. Well, then I'll mention her mm-hmm. when I get to her.
All right.
But I'm saying, Christy, today, it's everything I can do.
Yeah, you're
help,
right.
Help me, help me.
I want a colossal donut so bad you don't even know it.
Yeah.
I want to eat. I want to wake up this morning and I want to cook a lasagna.
Oh,
that's
wow.
what I want to eat.
That would be good.
And who says you're lazy?
I want.
Yeah, who does say that?
I want to put a lasagna in the oven and eat the whole thing.
What you could
that's
do,
what
Mike,
I want to do.
That what you need tasty. To do is here's what fat people do. Fat people combine different foods.
Have you eaten in the last 8 hours?
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you eaten bad in the last 8 hours?
Yes, but I ate well this morning. I ate good this morning. Mm-hmm. I had an apple this morning.
What did you eat when you came home last night?
Ice cream and cookies.
yeah. Go. Yeah, he's human.
Because as I said, fat right. people like to combine different foods. So what you need to do is not a lasagna,
yeah.
not a donut. You need to make an invention, the breakfast lasagna. which could be like
I have a recipe for
a
that.
Layers of noodles and mm-hmm. eggs and sausage and then donuts on top.
Because, Rob, I am me. My body right now is really playing a game on me right now. It's just saying.
Stop, I need to change what I just did. Okay. No donuts on top. You serve the donuts on the side oh. like garlic bread.
Oh, my God.
And
oh,
so you've got butter. The breakfast this lasagna.
Like, this is like those Krispy Kreme cheeseburgers.
Exactly.
Ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen, the voice you hear
is the man who has not left.
Is Andrew Langer, who has not left my house since 8 o'clock last night.
Did he ever take those boots off?
From the Institute for Liberty, Andrew Langer is here.
Still here.
Andrew,
thank
my
you
favorite
guys.
Conservative.
Thank you.
And Andrew, you have been in your personal organizer texting the world.
I've been trying to
He's
find
He's worse
the phone
than
number.
Me.
I was supposed to check out of my hotel this morning that I never actually made it to. So I got stuff at my hotel that I've got to go pick
and
up.
And he actually had a funny text exchange with Mark
you
this
know,
morning. Because,
oh, yeah, Buzz too. Yeah, yeah, it was right. an email exchange.
How did that go?
I said, is the show dark today? Because it's awfully quiet over here.
Andrew, I leave the house, my house, at about 10 a.m.
Right.
To come to the show. And just before 10 a.m., I get, and Mark received it too, an email from Andrew Langer saying, I just got up at Mike's house and it's there's no one else up.
Right.
Is the show dark today? And I wrote back, gosh, I hope not because I'm on my way.
Did you feel captive?
No, I didn't feel not necessarily
like,
captive.
Did you when you emailed, did you stay in your room with the door locked?
hey, slow down. I untied him.
I know. Oh. Yeah, and that ahead. Was good of you.
I wasn't here last night.
Right.
What
happened?
And I am aware of that.
Yes. What happened?
Funniest line that I will recount for everybody. Recount. Funny term.
I get it.
Hello, Florida.
Because of the election.
First of all, I have not looked at Facebook. I have not checked my emails.
Wow.
I have not checked my phone.
What's going on?
I have not checked anything. Carla left for work at 7:30 this morning and
Whoa.
Leaned over me and said, I'll call you at 10 a.m.
Now, you stayed till 4.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
late did close. Carla stay?
Andrew, when did you... Andrew and I was solving the world's problems.
Yes. Good.
With Andrew Langer, I was doing elaborate business deals about that thing that we all know
oh,
about.
Oh, the thing that's coming to be big the announcement on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, well, basically, I sold it to him last night.
Excellent. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
So, at the end of the night...
Thank you, buddy.
Andrew is a guy that likes to talk.
No.
How's that?
I like to talk.
Yeah.
You give me Irish whiskey, I really like to talk.
Now, you said... But
this is how the night ended. Andrew going, well, I think I've really got to get to bed.
That's how you know.
You know. Oh. You know that I am talking way too much when that
I
happens.
I know. I was doing a public service to the listeners of the Michael Merritt
You were.
Yeah, you saved
You were.
You saved him.
Andrew and I could have seriously been in that living room still going, solving the world's problems.
You trace the beginning of the evening, per se, and I put evening in quotation marks, is to a quote that Andrew said before we even started the thing last night, is he said, where's the brown liquor?
Yep. Well, and that was a big mistake.
Yeah, it was a turning point. That's
that was
right.
My
Since you
that
mentioned
my
it, you're in for a treat when you go to Facebook because people have really embraced the show that we did last night. And I'm so grateful to the amazing number of people who tuned in and to Mark Ronick for doing a great job gluing it together and making a terrific video presentation. And everybody else on the panel, Rob, Katie, Andrew, and of course, Bob.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Division 012, which mm-hmm. was our election night show.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get all the sides of everybody in that show, but most importantly, we do that show so that Buzz can pretend he's a real anchor.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, It works. It fools
and
me.
It really was. I think it was pretty well balanced. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think you guys did an amazing. Here's the best part.
Only
of the
lack
show.
Of balance was you trying to find your way back to your chair.
The best part of the show, yeah. As far I was amazed when I came in here. I was watching CNN, and mm-hmm. I always think of mistakenly so. I think of CNN as being the network that mm-hmm. can make those calls earliest.
Yeah. Right.
And we got a little Katie over yeah. in the corner. And I don't know what website she was on, but she was amazing.
Was
in
she
making,
tracking like eight sites,
the,
right?
I said
she
at the
was making the calls before anybody was.
I know. I said at the top of the show, you're going to get the same information here that you're going to get anywhere else, and probably slower. Well, the fact of the matter was, largely thanks to Katie, we were on or ahead of the curve most of the night. I was so impressed.
When Katie called New Hampshire mm-hmm. for Obama, mm-hmm. I'm like, no way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Because you saw New Hampshire with long lines with... you know, they were going to keep the polls open, all that crap.
And we've all seen the newsroom, and we don't want to call something if it actually is
gone.
And she was very conservative about that, very careful about that.
But it was really a great night. Buzz, you stayed on until about, what,
11:30? 11:30.
Yeah. And Buzz stayed here after the show was over. Buzz stayed here for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was it was really very unusual for him.
Yeah. To be fair, though, he had just mislaid his lighter.
He loves.
As soon as he found it, he was out the door.
Here are the ABCs of Buzz that I've learned after years of just. The ABCs of Buzz are that Buzz plans on doing the show between 8 and 10.
Right.
Now, it ain't like he's got anything going after 10 o'clock.
You don't know.
But that 10 o'clock, because he is like the people in Orlando, Florida, that plan their meal at a certain time. When that 10 o'clock is approaching, it's like, we have discovered that Iran is sending a nuclear device. So Buzz would like be, it's... almost
10. Kind of late.
9:50, 9:40.
I know what an effort it was for you to stay.
It was a pleasure.
Past the 10 o'clock hour, and you did. Because really.
Although there was not a tremor of doubt in your mind that maybe we could have bailed at 10, even though we didn't have any results?
No, I was happy to hang in until actually a little after 11, at which point I began to question, are we going to have the results in any kind of a reasonable
But I do know we were at 266 mm-hmm. just a few minutes before 11. And he only needed four more.
I know, and then the needle just stopped moving, and I thought, well, you know, we could be here
If we'd had to rely on Florida, we'd still be waiting right now.
That's
thankfully.
Right.
Yeah, we would have never gone home, right, Andrew?
We're gonna talk about. I want to get Andrew to tell us about how people because Andrew is not your you can't put Andrew in a little conservative.
He's in the
room
box, certainly not.
Can't
anything.
Put him in a little anything. Yeah.
He really is kind of his own guy. That's why he hangs out with us dicks the day after an election. But I want to get that perspective on it. But if we can speak about Florida right now, it truly is mind-boggling to me that you have a state that is that large. Mm-hmm. It's like California. It's like New York. It's the population, and you come down to that few votes, and you come down to an electoral system that is just completely screwed.
Yes.
How do they do it?
Consistently.
I mean, and how does Buzz literally have a news story, what, 4 out of 5 days a week?
Yeah.
Consistently?
Yeah. Yeah,
with something, right. Somebody pleasuring themselves in the middle of a Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, how does Florida do it? Why do I love that state? Why do I want to eventually live in that state?
Why do you have property there? Exactly.
It's interesting.
Well, because you love to pleasure yourself. And who doesn't?
It's an amazing, amazing state. And we do, I think, at the end of this election, even though there were no controversies about the outcome, really a decisive victory.
Well, people
for
would
Obama.
Say otherwise. Some people.
Oh, now who? Well, the haters would say that.
The people that don't vote.
Or are you just tweaking?
No, I just look. I'd like to look at both sides of the coin. So when I was driving home, listening to the coverage,
you know what
I said,
"I need to do
what?
I need to just." Pop you in the
He really shouldn't.
He didn't get a chance. He didn't get
Let
a chance
just
to pop
to get
me last
him
night.
Back. No, I gotta reset Oscar.
Today's the day.
Boom.
Let him make up his comment as he goes. Let's see where he goes.
There are questions.
Let's
about
see where this ends.
The disenfranchised in Florida. That there's still, and I'm sure Buzz will cover that. There are some questions in Ohio about the amount of people that were allowed to vote and the votes that are still out. Mm-hmm. I still believe that this election was won fair and square. And congratulations to you gentlemen. I know most of you are staunch Democrats. I will say that There was a part of
he
me.
He is making it up as
he goes. Really, this is great.
Would be so I will great. Say that. What hey, am I going to no. say?
Let's do no, something no, I like get, we did I, earlier. I, let's turn off all the mics except his, and let's see how that goes.
Get the tap dance music.
That when I was driving home and I heard Fox News, because I get that feed on Sirius Satellite Radio, actually the actual Fox News, when they said, we're still holding out hope because they had a 25% chance of winning Ohio.
Right.
I said, this is just pathetic. Like, how could you sit there and continue to hold out hope with 25%?
You know, I'm gonna read you what I wrote at the end of the night because I really felt it was
Andrew,
important.
Come back. I think, where have you gone? There's still ice. We have lots of ice.
This is 7 hours ago that I said it is the wee hours here in Virginia. Mm-hmm. I can't begin to stress enough how important it is to begin to repair the great divide in our nation. This is from the bottom of my heart. This is an old Irishman sitting there, and I felt this. You know that I said this on the show last night. I feel this. No gloating, just reconciliation, and a true desire to get our country back on track. My most sincere congratulations to Mitt Romney on a battle well fought. Mm-hmm. I believe that. I still believe that. Now let's get our act together, and let's get on with the job. That's what I wrote last night. Right. That's what I feel today. Yeah. I believe that. I believe
a lot of people feel
that. You know, here, this is a message to anybody that's a Democrat that voted for Obama that might be a partisan on one on this particular side. This is not the day to walk around like the Giants won the Super Bowl. You can't behave like that.
Nor can you walk around with a grudge. It's time for both sides to let this election go and move forward.
It is, you know, Rob and Mark will tell you, they drove up here, and the very first thing I did once I became functional this morning, outside of
untied
going
untied Andrew.
You know,
after that.
Outside of going little potty, was to go out.
Yeah. And that was most little of the 15 potty. Minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Cry me a river.
That's right.
So
do we have any magazines?
No, little body.
That's the thing, Mike. It was standing and reading.
You know, I can't do that. So I'm out, and the first thing I do is I take those yard signs down.
Yeah.
And now let's take the yard signs down. Let's roll the sleeves up. Let's just realize that this is, in my humble opinion, a bit of a mandate from the American people that you know all your other people that were saying this and that he's president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
deal with it. Now, as far as the Democrats, it's time to really start to be creative in how we get through to the other side, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And that's why the first thing I did was take the yard signs down. I'm going to leave the bumper stickers on my car probably for a day to gloat. And and there's only one person that I want to direct one moment of gloating to,
and that is.
And I planned on doing it today. I thought about it last night because I watched this guy. Rob remembers probably more than anybody else that there was a very significant moment in my career when we were starting to do the Mike O'Mara show on radio, and
I had
designs on making it somewhat of a political punditry style show,
a politically flavored show
to be part of the tapestry.
And I really was excited about it. I said, you know, we're going to still be funny, but we're going to be kind of the Jon Stewart of the radio.
Sure.
But I will be able to, you know, with my broadcast journalism background and my political background, this will be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed a guy in one interview.
I remember this.
That changed all of it.
I blocked out so many times that we had at WJFK, but I can remember watching your face during this entire interview.
Yeah.
And it was a total change in the landscape.
I saw you change your mind. I can see it in your face.
I'm going to write this guy's name into a search engine because I have not I stopped subscribing to his posts on the internet because they were so venomous. I got I got tired of listen. The guy's name is Dick Morris.
Right. Yep.
And the guy that's going to come up is toe sucking.
Really, Dick Morris, Andrew, is a truly evil guy because he is a guy that I believe does not speak about politics from conviction. He speaks about politics because of vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
He has a grudge that he has held against the Clintons that he has had since he was a member of their administration.
It is something that I talked about last night, which is the issue of the politics of ego and the politics of blood sport. When the two of them come together, it's very, very destructive.
But isn't he kind of just an annoying speck at this point? I mean, Dick Morris is virtually vanished from the political scene as far
Don't
as
worry,
he
Oscar,
any
he
level of
speck.
Importance, right?
I heard that.
Okay.
There is something about him that that just said, I cannot wallow in this world. Mm-hmm. I cannot exist in this world. I don't want to do it on the radio. Because if you're coming up against guys like this, and on Dick Morris's you know, column today, he writes, I've got egg on my face. I predicted a Romney landslide. You didn't predict a Romney landslide. You went on every single media outlet you could find to talk about how this was going to be, you know, the most significant Romney victory. And I'm fine with that. A lot of people did that. Karl Rove did that.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
That's bravado.
But there's something about a guy like Dick Morris who I think really knows the facts before he gets on there
before
and
he states the opposite.
Before he manufactures his
and I just wanted to say, if I was to gloat to one person, Andrew, I don't know if you've ever had any contact with this guy, but I just find a man like this to be the worst kind of political pundit we have out there, because he knows better. And he misleads, and I think he misleads on purpose.
He uses his power for evil.
I just think he's irrelevant. I just don't think he's a player at this point.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
If today means we live in a world where we treat the gays with equal rights and we take care of our elderly, I want to live in this world.
Right.
Thank you, Austin.
That's, that is a good place to be. And I'll enjoy paying more taxes. I'll enjoy taking care of everybody that's not working these days and they're just getting government handouts.
You know, I think
I'm willing to do that.
I think it's important to really and you can comment on this, Andrew.
We'll
break down the whole election.
You didn't
but I will
do
tell
anything.
You, yeah, that's it. Oscar walks into my kitchen and looks at me and says, "We did it."
I really thought you were going to take him down like a football player.
Show ain't over yet.
He high-fived me though, and then called me a dick.
You know,
well,
we'll break down the whole election and how you feel and what the states are and all that, but at the end of the day, it's those kind of guys that I think if America takes a giant step backward from some of these people that really make their living by a bull.
Yes.
And
yes.
I see signs that they are stepping back.
You know, you have people on Fox. I mean, if you had watched the Fox network starting at 8 o'clock yesterday morning and you had watched it all day, you would have heard Romney landslide.
Yeah.
Sure. Unquestionable. You heard Ed Gillespie, who
they're
was on
willing
there.
It. They're trying to will it so.
Now, the fact is, look, these people have the same internal polling that the Obama camp does. And they came out and they did this all day. And
right.
You know, and what does that cause? Well, the people that watch Fox and drink the Kool-Aid on that particular network are probably feeling as angry as they might be about their
burned.
Guy because because they are prepped all day for that. Mm-hmm. They're going to feel much
more
angry.
You've got two choices, Mike. I mean, on the one hand, you know, you want to generate voter enthusiasm for the candidate, but on the other hand, this may very well be what boomeranged on the Romney camp, in that they were predicting such an overwhelming victory that folks decided, well, I don't need to go out and vote. I'm just going to stay home.
Now, that could be true.
I don't know if that's
the Santana effect.
As I will mention in a few moments, again, the totally red state of Texas.
I swear to God.
The very red state of Texas, turnout was down 15%. Yeah. That may have been that overconfidence.
And, Mike, you don't think I'm going to stop you, do you?
You know,
let me move this table.
I will say, you know, Mike, to your other point, I mean, I'm really trying not to comment on things on Facebook today. I've made my one comment about folks being gracious to one another on regardless of what side
we agree on that, right? Conservative and liberal,
but
we agree on
you
that.
Know one of the there's one thing that just got me was a political consultant, won't give his name out, made a boatload of money working for this particular candidate that I don't particularly like. And it's anybody who knows me knows who this is.
Elizabeth Warren
right. But you know, he said so and so on this guy's Facebook page, your candidacy has made the country and the state richer. And I'm sitting here thinking, no, it made you richer, and it made every TV station richer.
It didn't make
the country richer. I mean, of all the gall, the balls on this guy to come out and say
meant.
That. So.
Andrew and I were, I think at one point last night, I said to you, really, when I was looking at the,
hello.
I was just looking at the TV, and I was saying, my God, who does this? Who is the guy? And Buzz, you must have thought of this because we're both in the broadcast advertising business too. Mm-hmm. And I said, who are the people that are pocketing this money?
Yeah.
This money that was placed. Let me explain very briefly to listeners.
It's an industry now in this country.
If you're not aware of how it works, every one of those little ads you saw has to be placed by somebody.
Yeah.
There's a company that is responsible for doing that.
More than one.
They're ad agencies, and their job is to place advertising on television and radio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They get a percentage mm-hmm. of every single ad they place on the radio. And I was halfway through this election, I was going, oh, my God. There are people that must have been fabulously wealthy.
Between the president, the Senate, the House of Representatives, the gubernatorial races, and some of the ballot initiatives across the country.
And right. Geico.
We just got through spending, and I'll repeat this later, too.
It dwarfs Geico.
We just got through spending $6 billion.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
We just spent $6 billion on this election.
Most of it being an infusion into various media outlets, various, you know,
exactly.
TV
this was a boon for local TV stations.
And I want to restate this so people are clear about it. Mm-hmm. What you have is out of that $6 billion, mm-hmm. you take percentages off of that for the people that produce the ads. That's nothing.
Nothing.
That's mm-hmm. just a drop in the bucket. I'm talking about the people, and I think literally these are a small group nationally that are responsible for placing these ads on
and
TV.
Every second,
I want to go work
every
for
second
them.
Of ad time that was available in America in these battleground states was bought. That's why, Oscar, you had the gas can man guys buying your gas because they couldn't buy ad time.
Yeah, so they couldn't. They were using
so that.
They
used the money somewhere.
Media. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Just amazing, and I asked you this, and you weren't really sure, you knew a few people that were in this racket, but did you indicate to me that these were national people as well?
Well, there
that these
are
were people that
absolutely.
Worked at the this comes from on a national level.
Yeah,
they're probably out of New York City.
Yeah, you know, those agencies, they only get 20% of that $6 billion. So how will they get by?
Really, it's 20%. Buzz is right about that percentage.
It's the folks who produce the ads. It's the folks who write the ads, which is something you and I talked about last night. And then it's the folks who place the ads, and then it's the folks who actually put the ads up. I mean, it's all
and every one of them gets about 20%.
That's right,
I think.
Yes.
You look at that, and I cried just like the president at his last campaign speech.
You could have been the voice.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm.
Think Romney would have won if the spots had been voiced by Charlie.
But you know.
yes, I do.
Hello, Ohio. Ohio!
Appealing to the
it's got
to
be. It's got to be.
Yeah, the guy sucks.
Yeah, it should be. It should be Smart
it
Charlie.
Should be Smart Charlie, which is my favorite.
Hello, Ohio. The other guy sucks.
Hey, you know what? While we're not gloating, can I gloat just one thing small that I'm very proud of?
You were pretty involved in this election.
You,
it was great.
You owe me a bottle of booze, and congratulations to the state of Virginia.
Wow.
For a changing landscape, and I panicked last night because when I got home, and the first thing
story.
I watched was the victory speech, which was so flipping dynamic. What a great moment.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
But then I had to rewind to see the concession speech, but I forgot that I had rewound, and I looked down and I said, oh, what's happened to Virginia? everything's changed.
That was Rob's
They've
Charlie
taken
moments.
Away 14%. What's? They can't take it away from us, can they?
But glad you made it home football. Last night, Rob.
Yeah, it was fine.
We all are.
What I did is I kept one eye closed, kind of like you watching the president.
Okay. I was going to have a next segment of the show. Rob has just done it all.
No, we'll
take a break and we will come back. It's tough enough to do this goddamn show, Rob.
Nice tease.
We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun. And more thrills. We'll break down the night that was. And this is Day After Election 2012. We'll be right back.
My heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to speak to one individual. She is my counselor at Wait Not, and her name is Christy. And Christy has been in touch with me the last few days, and I will tell you that she's quite the cheerleader. She does a very nice job, and I'm telling you, Christy, I'm having a weak day.
He needs you.
This is my most important Wait Not day because Mike was bad last night.
I didn't
Not
see
because
any...
of food. Mike was bad because of... brown liquor.
I saw no evidence of this.
Makes you crave sugar the next day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have here's what I'd like to have.
I'll have.
I'll have
a dozen knishes.
A piece of French toast.
Oh boy.
With caramelized apples on it, and a piece of maple sugar on top.
Yeah.
That's right. We're talking about Wait Not. It is the program that. Yes, Andrew.
No, just keep going.
Go right ahead.
I have something about just I talked to Christy at Wait Not on Monday.
Oh, you're starting, right?
I'm starting my next round. And, you know, I don't know, you guys have talked about it, but you can now buy your weight not plan on an installment plan. Which is news.
Easy payment.
How about that? Yes. Langer Kemp comes in to panel with us, and he brings a new twist to the ad that we're doing.
I like that.
Here's the very cool thing about Wait Not. At out in Reno, when we're there Saturday night, we're going to give somebody a chance to win that program. And really, it's life-changing for Rob.
Absolutely.
You got out of your car today, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And I looked at you. I was standing next to Andrew. I said, my God. Look at him. How much weight have you lost?
100 pounds.
100 pounds for Rob Spivak.
And also, I want to be clear here. When we talk about Weight Not, this is not Oscar's voting policy. This is...
this is Vote Not.
That's good. I like that.
This is a way where you learn how to eat correctly in the real world. It's not shakes. It's not candy bars. You're existing among real people, eating real food that you buy at a real grocery store. And you just feel so good because you're operating your body the way it should be used.
For the people that are going to be joining us Saturday night out at Circus in Reno, I'd like to send this message to all of you. Are you fat? I'm sorry. That was Thornton Mellon.
Thornton Mellon.
If you're fat, you might want to gravitate towards the front of the stage.
Even though it's a longer walk.
We're giving somebody...
You're going to want to try and push forward.
And it'll help if you're wearing a small t-shirt. That's like too small for you.
Like a small Dick Queasy t-shirt.
That's right.
We are giving a lucky listener a chance to win the Weight Not program. If you'd like to be involved with Weight Not and you need to shed some pounds, this is the best program in the world. 855-WEIGHT-NOT. 855-934-4486 or weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in, and we thank them for making this available to some lucky listener in Circus on a Saturday night. Hard to believe. It feels so far away from me right now that we are going to be at Circus.
Think you're
going
to make it to the airport on Friday?
I think I'll be fine.
I think you will, too.
I just want to make it through the day.
That's all. That's
and
all.
I really have no idea how I'm going to do that.
And you have an appointment with your haberdasher tonight.
I do.
Can you squeeze?
I'm picking up my suit tonight.
Can you squeeze a nap in there somewhere, maybe?
A little army cot action.
You know what? This
Mike, do you need me to chauffeur you?
This whole day, this whole
Andrew, you'll be here
hours,
another night. Yeah.
This whole 24 hours has been surreal. There are moments in my life about sports, about people, about my career, about everything in my life. I look in the mirror and I say, why do you care so much?
That's true.
This is one of those times where I just say to myself, why do I get so emotionally involved? I woke up at 5 o'clock actually yesterday morning, and I said to myself, you know, I felt amazing anxiety. Like the kind of anxiety. I said, you know, if I felt like that before we go on stage at Circus, we'd have a better show.
Will Santa bring me the sled?
The amazing thing is you woke up yesterday morning at 5 a.m. and this morning at 5 a.m. when you were going to bed.
Yes, 24 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
I was up for 24 hours. I wrote this on Facebook, and this is the only heavy part of the show that I want to share with everybody, because I felt this
right after the
Wait
Not spot
from my heart. Absolutely. I wrote this to everybody last night, and I mean it. It was concerning the concession speech. One of the things I said to Langer here was, get ready. Mm-hmm. Get ready. Mm-hmm. As soon as it was called for Obama, as soon as Romney delivered the concession speech, I said, you know, this is a man who appreciates history. This is somebody that's going to acknowledge the entire country and really get ready for a STEM winner. It's one of the things I said to you last night. And he did not disappoint. I've listened, like so many people in this country, to Barack Obama for 4 years.
Right.
And we have had our ups and our downs with our president, but especially that first debate, which was just, you know, what the F?
He abysmal.
He has got to know how close he came to losing the election based on that night.
And who would be at fault is himself.
Right, right.
You know, one of the things that I knew he was going to give a speech like that, but I was even surprised at the quality of that speech. It was amazing to me what he did last night.
There were several tears shed last night when we watched.
I was holding my wife. Katie was sitting there. We're watching this speech, and it was... maybe because of the circumstances, maybe because of the long night, maybe because of the brown liquor. It was one of the most moving moments in our
Would you like to hear some of it?
I would love that.
All right, let's go. Here's Obama.
You know what? If you could play the whole damn thing, I wouldn't have a problem.
So jealous.
It's only a 60-minute show.
It would give me a chance to actually, you know.
Get that nap.
Yeah,
get a little nap. I wrote this before you play it, Rob.
Okay.
I wrote this 7 hours ago. It is so late, but I have to write. I am so exhausted, like many of my fellow Americans, but I am so gratified that the process has worked. I have never heard a more inspirational speech than the one our president delivered. Please listen to it if you can, and God bless America. That's what I meant.
Yes.
This speech, I get choked up talking about it.
Here's
part of it, anyway.
Our president for the next 4 years, Barack Obama, on what makes America great.
What makes America exceptional are the bonds that hold together the most diverse nation on earth. The belief that our destiny is shared, that this country only works when we accept certain obligations to one another and the future generations, so that the freedom which so many Americans have fought for and died for comes with responsibilities as well as rights, and among those are love and charity and duty and patriotism. That's what makes America great.
I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. Mr. Conservative, what do you think of that?
I mean, it's one of those things where this is, I believe, the first time I've ever heard the president talk about America as an exceptional nation. And that's something that's very important to me as a conservative, because I do believe that this nation is unique and exceptional on this planet.
Right.
And it perhaps has been one of the greatest differences between folks on the right and the this president, is that they've never heard him articulate that before. Now, you can sort of go in and talk about the differences in what the president's, you know, version of exceptionalism is versus what conservatives might believe. But in the end, if we can come together around that seminal point, then Amen. There's hope for the future.
Right. He also went on to say, Mike, that we can achieve success through hard work.
America, I believe we can build on the progress we've made and continue to fight for new jobs and new opportunity and new security for the middle class. I believe we can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic or Asian, or Native American, or young or old, or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try.
You know what? I mean, these are principles that our country was founded on.
Absolutely.
But the fact is, you know,
never hurts to hear him again.
You got to be able to articulate it. And my God, what a job he did.
I would say that Chuck Todd doesn't make too many great points, but he made a great point yesterday on NBC when he said that speech was so remarkable, he wished he would have heard that during the convention.
Yeah.
That was the type of speech that would serve the Democratic Party and this country.
I wish
hear
I
that
heard
coming
it 4 years ago.
Coming from the president at the convention.
Could that speech, but could that speech exist outside of a victory, though? Could
it
have the momentum to do it?
That's a great point,
I think,
Rob.
It could have.
That's a good point,
If you think about it, what he said is basically what Clinton said.
Right.
But he said that.
Right.
Yeah. The president of the United States at that point, who's still the president
now,
said
that. I think the tone would be different, though. It would almost come off, I don't know the word, not gloating.
Insincere.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
But he can
totally
say it because
he's
got the embrace of the country. He just won
barely.
The election, but he won the election.
But here's the thing
and
I
so
like
And so he
about
can come out, and he has that sincerity built in.
I understand what Chuck Todd is saying. I understand what you're saying.
I barely can understand what
he's
saying.
When you hear that, though, in a victory speech, I believe that the other side, and I ask you about this, Andrew, I think the country breathes a sigh of relief. Yeah. What a beautiful victory speech.
It is a speech, you know, it was long. but that section of it, that specific American exceptionalism and the hard work section,
right?
Again, apart from a few small details, that's a speech that could have been given by Reagan or Clinton or Bush or just about anybody. And really, because that was a centrist speech. That was not a progressive speech.
All right, but still,
interesting. That's common.
I agree
ground.
With that.
But still,
it,
history exists.
Except when he mentions gay and lesbians.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know how Reagan
like
was about that. but history exists only and purely in context. And that could have happened there. But would it have been that remarkable? Because you're looking at the circumstances that led up to that speech. The fact that it was a narrow victory, but it was a victory nonetheless.
And importantly, it's been said now.
Yeah, it has been said. Yeah. And also, just can we have his closing? Because it was so great.
I want to hear it. I'd love to hear it.
I believe we can seize this future together because we are not as divided as our politics suggests. We're not as cynical as the pundits believe. We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are and forever will be the United States of America. And together, with your help, grace, we will continue our journey forward and remind the world just why it is that we live in the greatest nation on earth. Thank you, America. God bless you.
That was great.
Greatest speech of his career. And this is a man that, is not exactly bad at giving speeches.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's me. It's, and I don't know. I was not as hammered as I could have been.
Right.
It sounds better.
I was blubbering like a little child.
It sounds better to me this morning.
Yeah.
With 12 hours on it, when I can sit back and really focus on what he's saying, it sounds better.
All right. Well, you know, Rob was asking what I'm going to do with my day. I'm going to go back and watch that speech about 700 times. I really think that's exactly. I've got it all on TiVo. I'll
with your pants around your ankles?
With my pants around my ankles, Oscar. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's audio ball right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by TwizGrid.
TwizGrid.
Boo!
Boo, it's on your phone.
TwizGrid is a free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format. TwizGrid is an official sponsor of our Reno stage show, and you can use it to watch us behind the scenes.
Boy, are you hungover.
We're not going to have a moment, are we? We're going to have cameras and microphones.
Oh, that's right. We have to have all that. The listeners are begging for it.
Rob, we have to have a... Mark, we have to have a hiding policy.
Yeah. Well, I've already worked that out.
We have to have a code word. Like,
what precisely do you want to hide, Mike?
What do they say about people that, you know, when a woman has...
A safe word.
A safe word.
Yeah.
We need a safe word.
Well, I've already told them whenever you do the cutoff sign with your, you know, slashing your neck with your finger, that means stop.
Okay.
No more.
Although I do want them to record all the throat slashes because I want that in a montage.
All right, so if that's the safe word for either the people that are videoing us or TwizGrid, I'll greet Rob at the airport. Rob, let's do a little skit right now. As far as,
okay.
I walk in the door at Dulles Airport. Here we go.
Hi, Mike. I'd like to suggest a safe word.
Am I the only one who's disturbed by a safe word being the throat slashing motion?
That's choke me.
I think our safe word should be Meltzer.
No. That might work.
To join us backstage in Reno, just open the name that sounds like a disease. Reno Mera.
Oh, if you love us, you'll help us.
R-E-N-O-M-E-A-R-A album, Reno Mera. That's where it's going to be. With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures. If you do have one, post comments on our photos. TwizGrid, T-W-I-Z-G-R-I-D. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website.
Right.
And I really do sound like Belushi. In 1941.
Yeah, a little bit. What do you mean? Open the thing.
All right, it's open. There you go.
Just before we move on with other stuff, we talked a lot about the victory speech. Do you have any thoughts you want to share on the concession speech?
The concession speech was brief.
Yeah.
It was.
And I think it was brief, and I thought it was very well constructed.
I will tell you this, that I was surprised at the brevity of it. And what you heard all night long from his camp was that he had not even prepared a concession speech. And I'm sorry, this does not fit into the non-gloating thing.
Right.
But I kind of got that. It seemed like it was hastily prepared.
What are you supposed to say?
Maybe that worked for the best. If
I lost, I want to get up there, graciously thank everybody.
Get the hell out of there.
You're right.
He did not look like he wanted to be there. Here's just a few moments of it because it's really amazing.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
It, to me, is like a presidential inauguration with whatever team you're on. Mm-hmm. To me, the peaceful transition of power is really one of the most gracious things about the United States.
I have the dumbest question that I asked myself last night, and I forgot to look it up on Google.
Uh-huh.
There's not another swearing in, right? Is there another?
The whole ceremony happens every time.
It's called Inauguration Day.
Oscar, in 96, Bill Clinton...
We're having a meeting after this.
I said, "Did Clinton? Did we do that thing in the Capitol again?"
They had seven different fireworks settings going on.
I'm saying this. I'm looking in the camera for our Ustreamers.
Oscar, the laughing must stop.
When we come back on Thursday, show's going to be down to three.
And remember, Mike, the same guy that called it voting day just said, are we going to do the thing at the Capitol again?
You know, the
hand on the Bible thing?
Oscar Santana asked if there will be another inauguration.
Well, because the same guy
I'm going to use that. If we're together, and God, I hope we are for the next 10 years, I'm going to use that one every one of those years.
Hey, I'm mad enough to admit
if a team wins the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, do they get rings the second year?
Yeah.
You might be asking yourself, America, what type of person doesn't participate in the electoral process?
Right.
We just heard it.
Hey, you know what? There we go. Actually, there isn't going to be an inauguration if there's more than 10 people in line.
Just not.
Please remember the tone that we just heard from the president's victory speech.
Right.
Jesus Christ, did you just get off the boat?
No, I literally thought about that last night. I was like,
he literally thought about it.
I was like, I got to Google that before I go to work.
Yeah, but guess what? He didn't do that either.
The line was too long. Exactly
right. All right. Here's a Mitt Romney's concession speech, or a piece of it.
I have just called President Obama to congratulate him on his victory. I wish all of them well. This is a time of great challenges for America, and I pray that the president will be successful in guiding our nation. I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction, but the nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Very gracious.
Not the guy I voted for, but I thought he did a fine job.
It's a classic job. It is really what makes this country great, that we're able to have that kind of night.
Actually, you're wrong. What makes this country great? Parody records.
CNN projects that Barack Obama will be reelected president of the United States.
Already?
He will remain in the
White already.
House for another 4 years.
Wait till the lyric. It's great.
Everyone congratulate Barack Obama. Meet Mitt Romney and God.
That's what makes America great.
Are you going to deck Rob now?
I'm blowing up.
I want to hit him after that.
No, you're fine.
Down to two tomorrow.
The important question is, you know, do you think that Newt Gingrich, if he had been the nominee, would have been that gracious?
No.
Newt has a problem with losing. That would have been.
You know what? Newt would have dropped his pants and pooped.
This is what we didn't cover. Did anybody have you been? I know Andrew's aware of this.
What?
Donald Trump going?
Oh yes, absolutely. I sent you some links to all those
Mark's
tweets.
Oh my God!
What did he say?
It's going to be big.
And Donald Trump,
he wants us to march on Washington.
He called for a revolution, Donald Trump did. And last night, Brian Williams, who also works at NBC with Donald Trump, declared Donald Trump irrelevant at this point. So interesting things happening in the halls of 30 Rock today.
I'm irrelevant, I don't matter, I'm not on people's mind.
The revolution will be big, the march will be great.
Just amazing that he... Donald Trump is like a child. I mean, he is like the child that, you know, one of the things that going into yesterday that I had in my mind, I said, you know, I'm going to have about a 2 hour period of really feeling like crap. And I'm probably not going to be a good person to be around, but I am going to come in on this show, no matter what the outcome is, and you've got to accept the will of the American people.
Right.
A guy like Donald Trump, I guess because he's got all that money and he's that powerful.
He's accustomed to getting his way.
Nobody ever sits the guy down and goes, you're a toddler. You're behaving the way you would take the smallest child. And you would say, you can't behave like that.
And I will say that a guy like Donald Trump is the reason why the Republican Party is having so many problems.
That's one of the reasons,
that is
the
division of the have and have-nots, which really...
It's an ugly face.
If you look at the landscape of this election, it shows people that are scared of having someone in power that doesn't know their personal struggles, isn't aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Empathy. Is the word that
very wise come back words.
To Donald Trump is not, though. He is not my favorite NBC employee.
No?
That award goes to a guy named Jason Colthorpe, who is at the NBC affiliate in Lansing, Michigan.
Colthorpe?
Who had an amazing, wondrous brain fart last night.
Was he overwhelmed by the election results?
Perhaps.
Great.
And I mean, the pause here
just like
is,
a hurricane, people get a little crazy.
It is so palpable. I love this. This is courtesy WILX and viral video all over the internet. Jason Colthorpe.
Right now, it looks like all six proposals are headed for defeat. Proposal one, the referendum on the emergency... Jeff, first of all, we talk about these proposals, how it's been trending.
And then he goes on like it never happened.
Like a sex or something?
Maybe.
That's a guy that, like, anybody that's ever walked into a polling place and you read those questions that they put on there, you all look like that. He's like,
maybe he would do better, Mike, if he'd had a drink.
Okay.
Like Diane Sawyer. I'm not saying anything.
There's much talk of this.
I'm not saying anything.
Really? Now,
I didn't watch any ABC footage until much after the fact.
I haven't heard of this. I have not heard audio on this, but let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
You know, Diane Sawyer, in my humble opinion, mm-hmm. gets the free pass of
always.
Free yeah. passes.
Maybe
Diane
not much
Sawyer,
longer.
It is extremely important to point out this lady was a Nixon speechwriter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is where there's where she cut her teeth. That tells you all you need
cut
to know about
her
politics.
On Nixon.
Before well, you was, even play this, I haven't heard about this. Go ahead, Andrew.
There was some talk that she was deep throat.
No, there was. Well, that
yeah,
was,
there was
a rumor going
oh,
around.
Yeah, there was
true. That she was deep throat. Turned out it was a misunderstanding. It was another
something
nickname,
else.
Yeah.
Let me ask. I have not heard the audio. I don't know anything
I think
about
you'll
this.
Enjoy this.
Is there a chance that was she perhaps a little upset at the way the evening was going?
That's not the read I get.
People are saying that she was either very, very tired or, and they say they've seen this before in her, drunk.
Yeah. Or very old.
Yeah, well, the thing is...
Yeah, she is also a lot older than she looks.
To be this tired, she would have to have still been up from the Nixon administration.
All right.
This is her talking about Minnesota.
You
okay?
decide.
Okay, I want to have a... can we have our music? Because this is another big one here. Minnesota. We're ready to project
Minnesota
right now. And again, another state, the Romney campaign had raised a question whether it was in play. Well, tonight we know that President Barack Obama has won Minnesota.
Now, another thing that drunk people do.
Not sure I want to throw her into the bus.
Another thing that drunk people do is they focus on things that are not really consequential. Mm-hmm. Right?
Here's what I would urge everybody to
okay,
do.
Okay, urge them.
Listen to that audio and then go listen to me in my third visit with you.
Okay.
And compare them. One of the men I'm here to say publicly was illegally drunk.
Yes.
Diane Sawyer, we don't know.
We don't know. But sometimes when people are affected by inebriance, they will focus on things that don't matter. And this, she seems really into the fact.
Rob, you know, as far as a reporter, you know, you're an expert on this.
I really am.
You know what you're talking about.
And I can also cite my other expert to my immediate right.
Mark, like Mike losing a smart smoke last night.
Yes, that's right.
I wasn't even going to bring it up.
It's like right after they called it for Obama. Where's my smart smoke?
I walked into your room and you were disassembling your recliner. And fabric was coming off. And it's got to be in there somewhere.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it just like on the floor?
It was right next to the chair you
oh
were sitting
God,
in.
Oh my God, you found it? It was not there when
it was sitting on the floor.
Oh my.
All right, back to Sawyer. She's very concerned about the fact that at one point the Obama campaign added an exclamation point to their slogan.
Right.
I want to come back out and see if we can put up side by side David Muir and Jake Tapper, because I do think it's all...
Let's hear that running start again. I want to take that from the front.
Oh, wow.
And remember, she's the anchor, so really she's setting the template and the whole tempo of the night.
Yeah.
And when you come out like this, there's troubles.
I want to come back out and see if we can put up side by side David Muir and Jake Tapper, because I do think it's always interesting to imagine being in each of those rooms right now.
What?
And feeling the mood of the room, see if we can see it, see if we can hear it. And Jake Tapper, if you're there and can hear me right now, I have a question I wanted to ask, by the way. At one point, President Obama's campaign put an exclamation point after forward. It was just forward, and then it had an exclamation point.
Yeah.
When did they decide that was the right message for them?
and that's
gonna message for them.
You are really not that many steps away from being in a bar asking that question, and then when someone tries to answer, you go, No.
My point is
this is an exclamation point.
Why is the exclamation point after that?
And then it's followed with, boy, is it hot in here.
Right.
That was not Diane Sawyer. That was my conversation with Mike. At 3 in the morning.
Exactly.
Why'd
they put the exclamation point?
Why'd they put it there?
The tip-off is she opened the broadcast with the word, listen.
Listen. And here's just a couple other drunk Diane. I'm sorry. Here's a couple other moments of ABC's coverage of the election last night.
Okay. But we have a projection to make without our music. We need our music. Many of you are tweeting us that our projection jingle sounds like the sound of the NFL plays before a draft selection.
I need more olives.
Anyway, we'll come back to that, as you said, but I've been watching Katie Couric over here. She's been moderating. What are the trends? What people are asking about out there? We have to confirm this, but the Hispanic vote, as we know, was 9% 4 years ago, and there are some indications now that it's going to be 10%.
Yeah, there's some indications of that.
In order to do that, I mean, she's on from like 8 o'clock on, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So is she between ducking into her office,
she's got to be
and knocking back vodka.
Yeah,
no. Wow.
I just want
a little bit of Frank, Mike, a little bit of Frank Harden action.
Yeah. I just want to tip the TMOS cap to Tony Perkins today. I just want to say hi to Tony. That's all.
What did Tony do?
Because he got out of there. He used to work with Diane.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Just hi, Tony. No.
Yeah. Buzz is referring to something that might be a little private story about Ms. Sawyer and why Tony left Good Morning America.
Snitches get stitches, Buzz.
You know, it really... yeah,
Tony loves the D.C. area.
I'm not going
glad
there
to have him back.
There's plenty of gloating to do. But no, Tony, I remember having dinner with Tony Perkins in New York City and sitting down and going, hey, we're both AU graduates, class of 81. And I said, hey, dude, you know, the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And
Good Morning America.
And I think his response was something like... Anyway, Robbie got the last one.
Yeah, let's close with this. Now, a lot of people, Jay-Z performed at a rally for the president last week, and everyone thought it was really cool. He changed the lyrics to 99 Problems. He changed the words.
Right.
I think it was Ain't Got Time for Bitches or to Ain't Got Time
I've
for
Mitt. I've got 99 Problems, but a bitch ain't one.
That, right? But a Mitt ain't one. Okay, yeah. So here's Conan discussing that last night.
You all see the Obama rally, the big Obama rally yesterday? Yesterday at an Obama rally, Jay-Z appeared and he altered some lyrics and he sang, I got 99 problems, but a Mitt ain't one. Well, that settles it. Mitt Romney is never going to listen to Jay-Z again. He's through with Jay-Z.
I'm sorry, Mr. Z. I can't listen to you anymore.
That is your magic audio vault, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with the buzz and news the day after the election on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just to get mad at my school. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's get right to it. A very big day in the country after really what seemed like a 12-year election cycle.
this is my last big day. After today, I become irrelevant. that's what happens. Brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Make this your easiest holiday shopping season ever. And we thank the listeners who use our Amazon link. Donna Jimenez-Rojo wrote on Facebook, I dropped about $600 at Amazon using their link, getting my new kitchen sink and faucet. Plan
We're
on
stopping.
Spending another chunk of change this week to finish it off. Les Johnson says, just wanted the budding musician to know that I supported the show at Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show, Essential Jazz, the first 100 years. You can get anything.
Guess
there.
What I ordered Amen. Last night. What? Not last night, but I'm sorry, the night before. All my fruitcake fruit.
He's not kidding.
Because they just don't stock it in grocery stores anymore. You know, and you can get the best fruitcake fruit at Amazon and save thousands of dollars.
This is going to be the year that I don't bust your balls about your fruitcake because the fact
this
is,
man is lying.
No, at some point I will be sitting there at a table and like knock a whole one back.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to do. And they're going to be even better this year because this year he's toasting his nuts.
Yeah, I am.
It's true.
Yeah. You'll have to hide one from Carla because, you know, she gets very possessive.
Yes, she does.
There's no better way to help yourself and this show than doing your holiday shopping and all your shopping through the Amazon link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bookmark it, and we thank you. It was an easier win than expected for President Obama, a clear but close victory by 100 electoral votes and a scant million popular votes. In his victory speech, he promised to try to end politics as usual. He said, and we quote, he must reach across the aisle to do the people's work. You will hear those words again in a moment. It has to be said about what we just put ourselves through. 2 years of emotional debate among citizens, $6 billion spent on the various political campaigns. And after all that money and all that turmoil, it appears we're right back where we were politically. Now, Republicans keep control of the House and the governorships. Democrats stay in charge of the Senate and the White House. But we're here to say today that things might actually change, and here's why. We are headed for a fiscal cliff that could bring all kinds of doom upon this nation, and one has to believe that the lawmakers and the president will not let that happen.
You remember him?
Sure.
Fiscal Cliff?
Fiscal Cliff.
I think, DJ, yes.
WYRE Saturday Noon Show.
I think that was him.
Fiscal Cliff with you.
Sure.
You're right on the money.
Here's Kenny Nolan.
They're gonna try to... Fiscal Cliff with you. Sure, they may try to kick it down the road a bit longer, but at some point soon, they will have to fix it. The other reason things might change, Republican obstructionism probably won't survive another 4 years. It was fine for the party when its leaders thought it would get Obama out of the White House, but that play didn't work. And Republicans see they've already lost Latinos and women and know that changes have to be made within their party.
W-Y-R-E. 6 minutes before the hour. Hope you're having a fabulous day. Here's your AccuWeather and Tide timetable forecast on WIRE. Oh, we're out of time. Here's Kenny Nolan and I Like Dreaming. Oh, you know what? Ron Kirsch.
Yes.
God bless him. Guy that doesn't buy time on this show.
Yeah, right.
Send Dacron Kirsch, a tape of this. Ron, I want sweaty balls or whatever that. Fresh
sweaty
balls.
Fresh balls.
I want fresh balls
sweaty
on the
balls
Mike O'Mara show.
Me too.
I want them as an advertiser. Ron Kirsch. Do the best. Play it again because I got to do the talk.
That's right. We're going to do it right.
Don't forget your name.
But your fiscal clip.
This is more than this is not WIRE. This is WOHN, a station that no longer exists out in Herndon, Virginia. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike O'Mara, 6 minutes before the hour. Coming up, your chance to win a trip to Bermuda from WOHN. Here's Kenny Nolan. I never hit it.
It's tricky.
I have never hit it in my life.
Well, the reason is that there's no set tempo leading up to the vocal. You actually hit the drum post. You get partial credit for that.
Thank you very much.
Fiscal cliff.
All right, one more time.
I'll give you a stager for it. You're listening to the Fiscal Cliff Show.
Here we go. WOHN, the sound of Herndon, Virginia. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, Saturday night I'll be at the Moose Lodge giving away WOHN t-shirts. If you'd like to come by, I'd sure like to see you. Here's some more music for you now with Kenny Nolan. I never do it. God damn it. All right, that's it. Let the man finish his news.
I don't know.
So Republicans, it's been made clear to Republicans that they need to find a way to re-include Latinos and women in the party so they know that
they're going
to have to make some changes.
Even though you bailed on democracy, democracy's not bailing on you or your people
At least some Republicans see that. In his slow-to-come concession speech last night, Mitt Romney called on lawmakers to work together. Quoting him, at a time like this, we can't risk partisan bickering. Our leaders have to reach across the aisle to do the people's work. Same words as Barack Obama.
That's right.
Good to hear from Mitt Romney. John Boehner, who will continue to run the House, said, and I quote, "If there is a mandate, it is for both parties to find common ground and take steps together to help our economy grow and create jobs." But one Republican soldier
said... Did you have the quote from Boehner? Because I had it right here. He said, "We are a stronger country if we work together."
End quote.
Yeah, thank you.
But one Republican soldier, separated from his battalion, apparently is not going quietly. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell struck a more negative tone last night, referring to what he called the president's failures and excesses, and calling on Mr. Obama to present proposals that have a chance of passing the Republican-controlled House. Mr. McConnell's minority in the Senate is even 3 votes smaller as a result of yesterday's election.
Oh, really? They lost?
They lost three seats.
In Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
They lost that Senate seat.
Some of the Republican
parties. Way to go, Lizzie Warren.
Some of the more extreme members of the party got the heave-ho yesterday. Missouri's Todd Akin of legitimate rape fame, beaten. Indiana's Richard Murdoch of rape God intended fame, beaten. Minnesota's Tea Party darling Michelle Bachmann, meanwhile, survived her close race.
Oh, great.
Exit polling shows women and minorities went to the polls yesterday in numbers similar to those that elected Obama 4 years ago.
That would be...
Republicans taking note of that
Andrew,
fact.
Would that be the biggest surprise in this election, that those numbers were not expected to be the same for the Democratic Party?
And the youth vote.
Oh, yeah. That the youth vote was... I think that... Would the youth vote be the biggest surprise for you?
I'd say that the enthusiasm hadn't waned. Yeah, that was very, very surprising.
Yeah, very surprising.
Nobody
called that one.
Right, that's true. No. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody said.
Oscar did.
Turnout was actually down yesterday.
I actually saw the youth vote when I drove through D.C. last night. People were hammered, partying in the streets.
As Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said about Oscar, "Never has a man with such a tremendous work ethic showed such little initiative for his country."
Hey, vote not. I want to work.
Vote not.
But in spite of all that, turnout was actually down yesterday. It was down 11% in the solidly red state of Texas. It was down 7% in Maryland, even with gambling and gay marriage on the ballot.
That's because all the Chad Dukes didn't vote.
And not surprisingly.
He's not from Maryland.
But isn't it true? I mean, he was one of the guys.
Yeah, Chad didn't vote.
Chad's a right-wing leaning guy, loves guns, you know, and all that type of stuff. And he, you know, he thought the whole thing was a joke. I mean, Chad put up a post on his Facebook page, I don't care about your effing sticker or something like that, or I don't care about your sticker. And that's the way I think a lot of people in this election that kind of skew right
May have cost Romney.
Felt
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
I really do. What do you think?
I asked him, and he said, he's like, look, I didn't vote. I'm not proud of it. I just didn't feel like doing it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm with you, man. I went to the line. It's there's 10 people. I'm out.
Well, you know what?
You two are like peas in a pod.
I call that home run for the Big O and Duke show.
Bipartisan.
Not surprisingly, turnout was down 15% in the hurricane-ravaged Northeast, although people made Herculean efforts to get to the polls.
Herculean.
That too.
Now, do you say Herculean?
I've heard Herculean, but
Herculean. That's wrong. They only say that in Hawaii.
Hercules.
It's a tough word.
It's probably Herculean.
Herculean.
I should study up on that. Herculean.
It's her Carlston. Mike, hold on. I've got it in dictionary.com. It's pronounced Harfurston.
Listen.
Sound it out.
Herky, a little of them slimming thing.
Pass the Hennessy.
What it is, it means of a large or important nature, and it is pronounced Harfurston.
No, I have it here.
You
good.
A daunting task.
Herculum, Flynn and Lalden. Having to do with mythical Greek feature Hercules, mm-hmm. and it is pronounced Schmulzginston Steikinston.
Diane Sawyer.
Wrap this up, please. Jesus.
We can do it all day.
And I shall. Gay marriage did pass in Maine and in Maryland, along with the casino gambling question. Here. Recreational marijuana was legalized in Colorado and Washington State.
Who's going to Fort Washington with me to play the slots?
I'll stop by and see Liddy.
Oh, hey, Mark, can we get in on the ground floor? With those people.
Mike O'Mara's Hollywood Casino.
I've never had a good relationship with the people in West Virginia. I'd love to get on the
fresh start.
This is from an advertising standpoint.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, let's just get in there as early as possible.
I'll give them a call. Would you ever make a call on that client?
Oh, absolutely.
I would think so. You want to babysit that account.
We'd love to meet you in the lounge.
Buzz, did the condom and porn measure pass?
I've not heard the results on that. I looked for that this morning and haven't heard yet. I will research that and have that for you later.
Do you guys know what that is?
This is the LA, yes. LA County has mm-hmm. put a ban on a proposed ban on unprotected sex.
Oh, it's
and
a dental
porn.
Dams.
Dental
that.
Dams yeah. and condoms.
And that was on the ballot yesterday. I have no idea what happened.
Well, you know what a dental dam is? I mean, really, just like I watched it on mm-hmm. The Doctors the other day, a show that I watched.
Of course. You've revealed too much.
What happened? He watches it a lot because they always want him to be on it.
You've lost all credibility.
I'm an idiot.
Watch The Doctors.
I'm not even continuing.
I'm so glad that on our way to Reno, we're stopping over. We have a brief layover in Denver. Recreational marijuana legalized in Colorado and Washington State.
Buzz will have a great second leg of the trip.
He's going to say, this is the best caramel sundae I've ever had.
It's a Mile High Airport. And medical marijuana was approved in Massachusetts. Oregon's pot measure failed, as did the medical marijuana question in Arkansas.
Oh, today was voting day.
And finally,
I should have gone in and voted.
Finally, if only there was some election day story from Florida to go out on.
No.
Dateline Boca Raton.
Oh, here we go.
A woman went to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. A woman who had gone there was barred from voting in Florida for a while yesterday for wearing an MIT sweatshirt. As any sharp Floridian poll worker knows, MIT not only stands for Massachusetts Institute of Technology, it's how you misspell the name of the guy running against Obama. And political advertising in a polling place is illegal. That's right. She was kept from voting at first because she was wearing MIT sweatshirt. The woman was ultimately allowed to vote, but only after the poll worker got an education.
Oh, my God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can't come in here.
No, I'm sorry.
You can't come here. I went to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I don't know nothing about that. This is FLA, baby.
I need your address.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a business and you need quality business cards, they got them for you. Listen to this price. 250 beautiful, wonderful, you know, with their new modified stock, an incredible-looking business card.
Yes.
For just $10. That includes free shipping. Half the regular price, and you have to enter the code TMOS to do that. In the search bar in the upper right-hand corner, check out their whole line of printed products. Again, half off premium business cards and free shipping. Enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Andrew Langer.
Hey, Andrew.
Get the hell out of my house.
Get out.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say Division 012 will be available at MikeOMaraShow.com later today.
Wow. Yay.
And really, the only thing I say, no gloating. That's the only thing I want to impart to our listeners. you know, I'll leave the bumper stickers up for the whole day.
I'd prefer Crown Black.
Thank you very much, Rob. You'll get your booze. So long. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Now count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want a new paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly want to be. You'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, you want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There see something funny, have a lot of fun. Come on, let's go. Let's try our own imagination, see where we can go with it today, all right? Hey, take